You're listening to the Multifamily Women Podcast with Carrie Antrim, where we extract the knowledge from executive women in leadership and inspire emerging leaders with our thought leadership platform, offering a new model for personal and professional transformation.
Multifamily Leadership is an events, news, and media platform. It's where multifamily innovation, technology, investments, and leaders converge. As part of our Multifamily Women's Summit, we share time with innovative brands as part of our Meet the Sponsors series that showcases those brands that are supporting the platform to advance not only technology and innovation, but the women who are making all of that possible. Hi there, and welcome to the Multifamily Women Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Antrim, and today I'm joined by Carissa Reardon, Vice President of Strategic Sales at Rently. Carissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy you're here as well. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Rently journey?
Perfect. Yeah, so I joined Rently in December of 2021. And the company has been around since 2011, co-founded by Merrick Wackner and Clark Lee. He's our chief technology officer. And they were just really, I think, ahead of the game because, you know, we offer self-guided tours as well as a smart home platform, complete all-in-one ecosystem. So, you know, I think there's been a lot of companies that have sprung up, you know, right throughout the pandemic. Some have lasted and some have not, but I feel lucky to have joined Rently when I did, because it's definitely a hot topic in the industry.
Absolutely. And so give us a deep dive on the product itself.
Sure. So they started out with the self-guided technology. They have about 8 patents. And so really what we're offering is this full, complete prospect renter journey, really, you know, fitting in with whichever PMS system that the operators are utilizing. And taking them through that journey, you know, through the application. And then, of course, if they do become a renter, you know, hopefully we are the smart home platform partner of the operator. So it's really, it can be one app. It's one experience. And I think one thing that is a differentiator is that they have been around since 2011. So the product has matured, lots of R&D.
And what would you say is the challenge or the problem that you're solving within the industry?
Well, I think there's a lot of buzz around who the renter is, the profile of the renters, the millennial, you know, Gen Z with their demands and for technology. I mean, Gen Z is a generation where they don't just use technology. They need technology because they were born in technology. So everything that they do has to have an app that has to be intuitive. It has to be easy to use. So, you know, we're solving the problem of meeting the needs of that particular renter and demographics, but then, of course, the millennials wanting that technology. But I think more so with smart home technology, it's about sustainability. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, great factors that I think operators don't necessarily think of, but that's why it's an exciting time. And I feel like we are doing some good in the world.
Yeah. And so obviously you're helping the renters have a seamless experience and give them what they want. Who would you say you're helping on the industry side? Is it the owner operator? Is it leasing agents? Who are you helping on that end?
Everyone. The operators, we're absolutely operators, owners, developers. We are helping your leasing offices. And I think one distinction, there's a misnomer that we want to replace your leasing office. Absolutely not. We're really looking to be an extension, a complement to your leasing office, a system so they can really focus on, you know, other tasks or be in tandem when, let's say, the prospect is guided towards that model unit or that vacant unit with our geofencing, but they can be in contact with them, whether it's during office hours or even if it's after hours when you don't have leasing staff. So we do have tools to help and assist that so they have that really high level service.
And are there certain markets you're serving or is it nationwide?
We are nationwide. We serve all different assets, all markets. I mean, we are open for business.
I love that. That's great. So why are you excited about supporting the Multifamily Women's Summit?
Well, I am a woman. I like supporting fellow females. I think it's important that there are groups where we can support one another and really, you know, just be there. I think there could be, you know, I think issues or concerns relating to women that we can help one another. But I think it also sends a message that, hey, we're not going anywhere. And there's a lot of very powerful, intelligent, multifamily female leaders.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like to leave our audience with any final thoughts?
Well, if you don't know who Rently is, we would love to tell you a little bit about ourselves, our marketing. We haven't invested a ton in our marketing, I would say, in the last 10 years, but we have an amazing platform. We have an amazing team. You know, we have about 400 folks, but half of those folks are really in engineering and development, which I speak to where we put our money and our time in. So it's a great company culture.
And if our audience does want to get to know you and learn more, what's the best way for them to reach out?
They can sales@rently.com. They can find me on LinkedIn, Carissa Reardon. And I can absolutely, we will get you with someone to speak with and happy to entertain a conversation.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Carissa. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you at the summit.
Yep. Looking forward to it. So have a wonderful day, Carrie.
Thank you. All right, listeners, I sure appreciate you tuning in today. And I'd ask you to please subscribe and share this episode if you know anyone that's building a healthy organization in multifamily. We will see you in the next show.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Multifamily Women Podcast. To register for the upcoming Multifamily Women Summit, be a guest on this podcast, or join the Women's Leadership Series, visit multifamilywomen.com.